I'm Jack Lessenberry. 30 years ago, both Detroit newspapers circulated statewide at hundreds of thousands of readers and at squads of reporters in Lansing covering state government. The Detroit News at one time had 13 reporters there on the reasonable theory that state government was really the most important branch of government in the lives of people. That was a long time ago. Most people don't even subscribe to a daily newspaper these days, though they may glance at them online. Even if you read them, as I do, you'll get an account that's sketchy at best about how our state is being run. Those well-connected and in the know are able to follow what's happening in state government through a couple expensive, subscription-only news services known as Gongra and MIRS, which stands for Michigan Information and Research Service. 2 days ago, MIRS's report led off with what I found a refreshingly touching piece on what legislative leaders' actual policy priorities are this year. Speaker of the House Tom Leonard is, of course, a Republican, but he named two issues that ought to have broad bipartisan support. One is getting rid of the so-called driver's responsibility fees, which have cost thousands their licenses and meant more than $300,000 owe the state money they can't afford to pay. Leonard also has some very sensible ideas about mental health and prison reform, stemming from his years as a local prosecutor. Meanwhile, Gongra had an interview with Senate Minority Leader Jim Ananick, who said his top priority is water. That shouldn't be surprising, given that he's from Flint. Ananick is a reasonable and sensible man, a father and former teacher in his early 40s. We need to do a lot more to help people feel safe, he said, adding, it's not a Republican or a Democratic glass of water. Both men made a lot of sense. But this is an election year, and you have to wonder how long that'll last. It may be easier for Ananick to keep his eye on the ball. While he's running for re-election, he has an entirely safe seat and is unlikely to face any serious primary challenge. Leonard, however, is term-limited from the House and is attempting to get the GOP nomination for Attorney General in a struggle with State Senator Tanya Shoemaker. If the primary struggle turns into a war in which each has to try to prove they're more conservative than the other, you have to wonder if that'll mean the sacrifice of sensible policy reform. We'll have to see what'll happen. Some politicians are already plainly gearing up for the election. Gretchen Whitmer is entirely free to do that. She's no longer in the legislature. But it's somewhat astounding to note that 2 days ago was the first anniversary of her officially launching her campaign for governor in an election now still 10 months away. Speaking of that, consider this. Somewhere in the state, babies will be conceived this weekend. Those babies will all be born well before we elect our next set of state officials. 10 months is way too long for those who we pay to do the state's business to do nothing except run for office. Hope we remind them of that throughout the year.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.